From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seward. It's cranberry harvest season in central Wisconsin, where flooded marshes turn bright red as berries are gathered for markets around the world. Wisconsin leads the nation in cranberry production, and much of that work happens in Portage and Wood counties. To learn more about how this crop shapes our communities, I'm joined by Grant Holly, who heads up the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Welcome, Grant.
Thank you so much for having me. It's greatly appreciated. This is the season of the cranberry.
It certainly is. And cranberries have been a part of Wisconsin's landscape for a long time. How do you see the history of this crop connecting to the people who first grew and used it here?
Cranberries and cranberry farming was here before Wisconsin was Wisconsin. So even before Wisconsin was fully a state, within our country, there were people here growing and commercially raising cranberries. So this has grown up with the state all the way through and is so ingrained into the culture, especially here in middle Wisconsin, as well as up to the north, all the way to the lakes. It just everywhere you look, you see elements of the cranberry culture because it's had 150, 175 years to be able to take root, no pun intended.
Harvesting takes a lot of people. What challenges do growers face in finding workers?
It's getting a little bit easier on the growers. So a lot of our newer technology, a lot of the help that we get from our researchers with UW especially, is it's designed in ways to be able to do more with fewer people because people are one of our most difficult resources. You're absolutely right. And then there are so many families that keep this inside of the family. So the family works in the entire year, and their entire year is based upon the cranberries themselves. One piece that's happened is that there isn't just one species of cranberry that's out there in our fields. We have hybrids. And within the hybrids, we have them to where they stagger when their berries are going to be ready. So, in theory, when Mother Nature is being good to us, we usually will start harvesting the beginning of September and go all the way to deer season. And that makes it to where you don't have to have extra equipment, you don't have to have extra people. You can really focus somewhat slowly, day by day, on the various marshes that you have and pull the berries out in a way that's actually able to maybe three or four people can get the job done fairly easily. A year like this, with it being a little bit warmer, and this is a little bit of untrodden ground for Wisconsin that we're finding. This level of heat for this long and the long wet summer that was out there as well. A lot of our hybrids are coming due all at the same time. So if you have cranberry neighbors and they're out there working at 8 o'clock at night, we're very sorry, but it's the livelihood, and we're just trying to pull all the cranberries in while we can.
And cranberries need very specific conditions to grow. What changes are farmers noticing in the weather? And is this a different kind of year than what you've expected?
It is a little bit, but one of the saving graces. So it's again, we go back to the history that people were farming cranberries here before there even was a Wisconsin. Well, we have the accounts. So the families have done a really good job of keeping their history, and it's really cool. So we actually have accounts from the great, 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 great grandfathers and grandmothers who are actually farming. And you get a kick out of it because they're just like, well, it's like they pioneered in and they tried to change the land for the crops that they were bringing with them. And with the land itself, so the soon-to-be Wisconsin just said no, we're wetlands, and they keep calling the land incredibly stubborn. So they finally gave up trying to grow other things, and they went to what they found here. So this is where cranberries originated, and when cranberries originate here, there are so many things going on with the environment that help you. Because all of the other critters, whether it's going to be the fungus in the ground, whether it's going to be the root systems and the bacteria, even the insects, are all friends of cranberries because they're native. It's not something new that has to be able to compete. It already found its place in the ecosystem. So even with odd years, the cranberries are going to survive because they've been here for so long. It really comes down to almost human arrogance that it's we feel like we could mess it up, but it's again, it's been here since before people were. So we just sort of shepherd the cranberries.
Harvest is tied so closely to water. How do growers manage water use while they're also working to protect wetlands and natural resources?
So within cranberry marshes, we have about a 10 to 1 ratio when it comes to support land and then growing land. And that way, so if we actually have 11 acres of growing land, 10 of those are completely unfarmed and only one is actually being farmed. This means that when we do pull water, we're not pulling significant water from any one source. And it sort of works out well. And it also helps the wetlands themselves because wetlands are used to increasing and decreasing water all the time. They actually need to. You couple that with the fact that many of our marshes have made their own water sources just in case we actually go through a drought. So, for the water that we actually need, it's typically always there unless we're inside of a huge drought, in which case we actually don't harvest in times of a significant drought. There are other states in the nation that were experiencing significant drought last year. And really, their only option was don't harvest. On the other side of things, that when you actually see a lot of flooding, and Wisconsin has seen more than its fair share of flooding this year, those same marshes can use their water to be able to save local townships, and they keep flooding from happening in various areas. These guys, they have been working with their water again for about 150 years. They know how to move that water, which is going to be best for everybody.
Grant Holly from the state's Cranberry Growers Association, thank you and best of luck with the harvest this year.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.